Ambassador Macharia Kamau of Kenya, president of the Conference of State Parties, at a press conference on Wednesday, began with a symbolic slap on the wrist to those who had designed the room in which the press conference took place. Those with disabilities who attended, he said, had a hard time getting in.
Clearly, the very individuals who designed this space did not have the first inkling as to how it is persons with disabilities would be able to use this facility, a facility that is meant to be for all people, irrespective of their disability or ability.
With improvements to accessibility at its core, the United Nations has installed or is in the process of installing features that make all rooms disability accessible. In like fashion, it's imperative, said Ambassador Kamau, that societies reach out to everyone.
It has now become clear around the world that the fundamental human rights of people cannot in any way, shape, or form be violated. And it is imperative that we reach out and make the world a much more inclusive place to live in.
Ambassador Kamau defines inclusiveness as society doing everything in its power to ensure disabled people have the same opportunities for success as those who are not disabled. People with disabilities number some 10 to 15% of the population. One way to ensure inclusiveness, according to Daniela Bass, director of the UN Division for Social Policy and Development, is to ensure accessibility. And she says it's more than just providing ramps for people in wheelchairs.
When we have this image in our minds, we neglect and we do not think about people with a sensory disabilities, such as visual disabilities or hearing impairments of some kind, and we forget about also mental disabilities or, in any case, disabilities that hamper a little bit our ability to socialize with others.
She also says economic empowerment is an important issue.
If you are not employed, then you have little income. If you have little income, you are poor. If you're poor, it's very difficult to contribute to the society and to become a resource. So it's a vicious circle.
The disability movement has progressed substantially since 1981, says Javed Abidi, chairperson of Disabled Persons International. Before then, it was a movement run by parents and professionals, he says. People with disabilities were rarely in positions of responsibility.
It was in 1981 at a conference in Canada that some people with disabilities, a few handful, had the courage to walk out and raise the famous slogan, "Nothing about us without us."
The Conference on Persons with Disabilities is taking place from the 17th to the 19th of July. Jerry Adams, United Nations.